Now, the prosecution case against Brian Shivers again hinged on DNA, basically being found on two matchsticks inside the Cavalier car, which was used in the attack and as a getaway, which was found burnt out on a road near Randallstown. There was also one matchstick outside the car after it was burnt out. And also there was DNA evidence, not as strong as the DNA evidence for Colin Duffy on a mobile phone. Now, Judge Mr. Justice Brian Hart obviously went through the same lengthy explanation of the DNA evidence again, and then he started to outline why he'd come to his decision about Brian Shivers. He took into account that he was of good character and that, unlike Colin Duffy, he actually gave evidence in court. He spoke about his having cystic fibrosis and that he didn't have long to live, and he also spoke of the defence, saying that he was a very unlikely terrorist. He also left out of his judgment motives for attending four Éireagh meetings and his friendship with the dissident Republican Dominic McGlinchey. But the main reason why the judge found him guilty was that he lied about his whereabouts on the night of the Mazarine attack. Basically, he changed his story once the trial started about where he was, and he rejected his claim at the trial that the DNA was found on these matches because they were taken from his house by Dominic McGlinchey and another man, Gerard McGahey, who are both regular visitors.
It's taken Mr. Justice Anthony Hart quite some time to reach these verdicts, Barbara, hasn't it? The case actually ended in December.
Yes, indeed. And it's obviously a very sensitive case. There's a big media presence here and a lot of police on alert for possible reaction to this. I can tell you as well that the judge was very strong on his when he delivered his verdict on Shivers. He said that there's no doubt that the person who set fire to this Cavalier car played a significant part in this murderous attack. He said he was satisfied that Shivers' DNA was found in the matches. There was an extremely strong inference that he used them to start the fire to burn out the car after the attack. That on the evidence in the mobile phone and lying about his whereabouts all led to his guilt. And he said to him, there's only one penalty, life imprisonment, but he still hasn't decided the minimum term that he must serve. We're still waiting for to find out how long that will be. When they do verdict was delivered, there was a gasp, and Shivers' defence tried to speak, and the judge told him to sit down and went on to speak about when he would deliver the actual sentence.